Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jai Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. The presentation which Jai Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Jai Kumar Infra Projects, business prospects, and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, Managing Director, Jai Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kamal Gupta. On behalf of Jai Kumar Infra Projects, I welcome everyone to the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this is Mr. Nalin Gupta, MD, Madan Biyani, CFO, and our IR team. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look at our results. The presentation and press release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and our company's website. The company is at an inflection point in terms of its corporate personality, strengthening its capacity to sustain growth in terms of order book and overall performance. FY24 has been historic for us so far in terms of order awarding. We have been awarded projects worth 7,188 crores in the current fiscal, with five more months to go, and are currently L1 in projects worth 1,640 crores. We continue to grow in operational and financial capacities, backed on our powers in bidding eligibility, have paved the way for securing these transformative projects, positioning us as a reliable partner in the industry. With the ability to execute larger projects, we have embarked on ventures that reshape the landscape and elevate urban experiences. Our in-house equipment bank stands as a testament to our self-reliance, ensuring the swift progression of projects and efficient resource allocation. Timely completion and attribute we hold dear speaks volumes of our commitment to delivering results, exceeding expectations, and honoring our promises. Our proficiency in executing complex and challenging infra projects demonstrates our specialized capabilities and marks us as leaders in this intricate domain. Coming to the highlights, we have been awarded Goregaon-Mulund Link Road project by BMC for a total project cost of 6,300 crores, wherein Jai Kumar's share is 3,088 crores, excluding GST. The project is design, construction, and operation of twin tunnels from Film City Goregaon to Mulund, including box tunnel that is cut and cover at Film City. We have also been awarded Chennai Elevated Corridor by NHAI for a total project cost of 3,570 crores, excluding GST. The project includes construction of double-decker four-lane elevated corridor from Chennai Port to Madurai in Tamil Nadu, total four packages on EPC mode under Bharatmala Pariyojana of NHAI. Coming to the performance highlights of Q2 FY24, the revenue from operations for Q2 FY24 has gone up by 9% to 1,104 crores as compared to 1,013 crores in Q2 of FY23. The operating margin for Q2 has gone up by 10% to 160 crores as compared to the previous year, and the margin stands at 14.5% as compared to 14.4% in the previous quarter of the year. The PAT for Q2 FY24 has gone up by 9% to 73 crores as compared to 68 crores in Q2 of FY23, and the PAT margin stands at 6.7%. Coming to the highlights of H1 FY24, the revenue from operations for H1 FY24 has gone up by 11% to 2,236 crores, and the operating margin has gone up by 12% to 321 crores. And PAT for H1 FY24 has grew by 13% to 146 crores as compared to 129 crores in the preceding year. Our total order book as of 30th September 2023 stood at 16,447 crores, The order book includes metro projects, elevated underground contributing 32%, elevated corridors, flyovers contributing to around 31%, and road tunnel projects contributing to around 27%, and others like buildings and all contributes around 10%. We also, apart from this 16,447 crores, we got two orders amounting to 530 crores in Q3, and we also L1 in 1640 crores as of now. We can now begin the question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Guneet Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, our order book is around four times our annual revenues currently. So, I mean, looking at the current size of our order book, what kind of top line and bottom line, can we expect for the second half of FY24?
Well, so for the H2, we expect the revenue guidance that we had made of around 4,800 crores with an EBITDA of around 14% to 15%. As the new order book that we are discussing about will start generating revenue from FY25, and there will be only a marginal contribution that would be coming up in Q4. So for the current year, there won't be any major difference in the guidance that we have been expecting. But yes, from FY25, we are hopeful of having an improvement in the top line that we had guided for the financial year FY25.
Sir, can you please repeat that guidance again for FY25?
So FY25, we had given an upward rise of around 15% in terms of the top line. And now we expect it should be around in the range of 16% to 17%.
Alright, so basically around 15% increment over 4,800 here.
4,800.
Alright, 15% improvement, growth over 4,800 here, right?
Yes. So, and you would appreciate that as the base keeps increasing, there would be the growth happening on the last year's top line it increases substantially as compared to the lower top lines of the company, which happens in the previous years.
Right. That is great. So what is the execution period of our entire 1600 crore order book?
So it ranges from 3 to 5 years period. Some projects are 3 years, some are 4 years, some are 5 years. But on an average, as we are an urban player, we can consider 4 to 5 years as an average time period for the entire order book.
All right, that is great. And looking at the current pipeline, what kind of order book would be closed towards the end of FY24? What do you anticipate?
So we had given a order book guidance of around 12 to 13,000 crore by the end of fiscal year FY24, which we would like to revise it to around 16,000 crore, which is, as we are already L1 in good value of order books that we have seen. So there would be a upward guidance rise to the tune of around one-third, that is 30% increase in the order book that we had anticipated.
All right.
Closing at FY25 close to around 16,000 crore is what we expect.
All right, that is great.
By FY24, yeah.
That is great. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations on strong order inflows. Sir, just to clarify, this two L1 order of 1,640 odd crore, can you help us, which are these two projects?
These are not two projects, these are four projects. Like, you know, one is like of MMRDA, which is a flyover from Andheri West to Jewellers, costing around 346 crore. The second project is at Delhi of NBCC, that's like of Delhi Transport Corporation depot, costing 270 crore. Another one again is of Harinagar Colony of BTC, of NBCC, costing 550 crore. One project. There's some disturbance. Hello?
Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir.
The fourth project is of the elevated corridor from ground Southern Trunk to Saidapet at Chennai. That is costing 500 crore. It's total like 1,640.
Sir, the third one, Harinagar building, you said 521 crore?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now, considering, if I look at, 7,188 crore we have received, plus this 1,600 crore, 8,800 odd crore inflow is already there. How much more are we now looking at to bag by end of March?
Like, first of all, this 1,650-40 crores project has to be converted to orders, so this will be done in coming time. Like, you know, we have bidded, we will be bidding for around 25,000-30,000 crores of projects in coming 6-9 months. Let us hope what will come. Like, we are expecting a, as Nalin also told, by closing FY 2024, 16,000 crores of order inflow by the end of FY 2024.
16,000 crore of order inflow?
Total. Order book, order books. I'm so sorry.
Again, just to clarify, in terms of the IMM, I'm particularly asking on the inflow front. How much more, as you mentioned, 25,000 crore-30,000 crore are we are planning to bid in 6-9 months. Roughly, can we assume 4,000-5,000 crore is one can assume to be received by end of March?
Shravan, what we are trying to say is that we should be surely closing close to 16,000 crore by end of FY 2024, and the pipelines and the projects will be bidding on different dates. Again, the tender needs to be opened. If we are L1, again, the process, so it's a long process. For FY 2024, we give a target now of a revised order book, which is on the upside by around 30%, which is 16,000 crore, as against 12,000 crore, what we had anticipated and we had given a guidance for. These order books are subject to when the tenders are submitted, you should be L1. Committing right now on those numbers, we are not adding on to the order book guidance as of now. This is with the current order book that we have bagged, and we are L1 into, where we anticipate to stand at a order book of 16,000 crore by end of FY 2024. I hope this is clear now.
Got it, sir. Broadly, this 25,000-30,000 crore that we are planning to bid, broadly, if you can break it up into segment, flyover, building, metro, road, water, broader number would help.
It's basically around major order to this bidding would be in the process of the express highways, your some metro projects that we have been bidding in Bhopal, in Kanpur, and some Indore tenders are there. Bombay Metro is what we are expecting to bid in this coming 6 months' time. Also some this projects for building sectors.
Also roads and tunnels.
Okay. Okay, got it. Second, sir, when we said that 15% revenue growth for this year and next year, we are just saying a 16%-17% kind of revenue growth for FY 2025. So, even one can assume, because last time we have talked about 18%-20% kind of a growth for 2025 and 2026 also. So how one can look at, is it the much lower number that conservatively we are looking at 16%-17%, but one can practically, if everything goes well, we can see a closer to 20% kind of revenue growth for even 2025-2026.
So that's Shravan. Like, you know, we are already maintaining what we are saying, and like, you know, we believe in surpassing what we say or what we give the guidance. So this year, like, you know, from 4,200-4,500 crores, we are, 4,200-4,800 crores, we'll be doing by FY 2024. And as Nalin told, like, instead of 15%, we target, we are targeting 16%-17% of growth in FY 2025. So let's see as the time goes, like, you know, another couple of quarters, we'll see what is the ramp-up in execution and hope for the best.
And then on the margin front, when we are saying, well, this year definitely 14%-15%, so one is already 14.4%. But last time also we said, we will be likely to see a 150 basis points improvement in EBITDA margin in over 2 years. So can we start seeing that improvement in FY 2025 itself, maybe a 50-70 basis points improvement in EBITDA margin in FY 2025?
Yeah. So, like, right now, what we are doing is 14.4% to 14.5%. And like, you know, as rightly told, we are also targeting a 1% increase in coming 8 quarters, so 7-8 quarters. And let's, like, you know, you should see some impact in the coming year. Yeah.
Okay. Second, broadly on the debt front and working capital. So this quarter we have seen the working capital has increased, particularly the payables actually has reduced 200 odd crore, and that's why the working capital increase and the debt has also increased close to 120 odd 7 crore. So, how one can look at, so what's the revised guidance on these numbers? Because on the debt front, we were looking at 550-600 crore, so currently 643 crore debt.
So Mr. Madan, we are replying to this.
Yeah. So, Shravan, working capital, see, quarter-on-quarter, there will be little bit, 8, 9 number of days up and down also. But trade payable, as you see, like in a Q1, these were a little higher that time. But, Q2 last year, if you see, it was only 550 crore. So vis-a-vis that, we are at 425 crore. So we have been able to reduce 125 crore by some innovative methods of bill discounting, payables and all, and helping our suppliers and vendors to complete project faster and all. Trade receivables also, we have been able to reduce by 80 crore from June 2024. And then, inventory, we have been able to reduce by 30 odd crore. So these are like, see, we are playing with such a large order book and some projects, some numbers, some payables, some receivables here and there. So working capital, our larger target is to bring it down to 120 days.
Okay. And then on the debt front, sir?
Sorry?
On the debt, 643 crore gross debt that we have currently. So, so at the same time, GMLR, the tunnel, CapEx, 300-350 crore, we will have to spend. So how we look at this debt level by end of this year and FY 2025 and 2026, broadly, how one can look at the debt level?
The debt of GMLR will not come in this year, first of all. The machine will take a long time to get manufactured and delivered and all. So it will come somewhere around, not even in FY 2025, maybe FY 2025, end of FY 2025 or so. But seeing our debt-equity ratio currently, even at 0.27, we were at 0.22 at June quarter, and even after having this PSL exposure and which Kamalji will come back to on that. And we are quite comfortable. 0.27 debt-equity ratio in an EPC company is very healthy, and business grow, debt will grow, so we are comfortable on that.
So we are not expecting a reduction at least by March. This number is fine.
Yeah. So by March 2024, we are looking for a debt of around 650 crores only.
Okay. Okay, got it, got it. And just three numbers on mobilization advance,
Yeah.
Retention money and unbilled revenue as on September.
Mobilization advance stands at 445 crore as of Q2, and we are happy to inform you that reduced from 532 crore to 445 crore. We have been able to settle some of our liability against revenue bills, and security deposit receivable is at 224 crore. Security deposit payable is at 234 crore. Anything else, you all?
Sorry, sir. Retention money, you said 254 crore.
254, same name, retention money, 274 crore.
274.
274 crore.
274.
234 crore is payable.
It is retention to sir.
Okay. Got it, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question, and congratulations, strong orders ahead during the year. Sir, just want to understand, I mean, given the fact that it's been fairly strong for us, I mean, in terms of new order additions, and we are targeting to take our order backlog to almost around 16,000 odd crore rupees by this year end, would that lead you to go and seek a more fund-based or non-fund-based limits? Because, I mean, you would have to extend guarantees, plus next year, I think, I mean, you would have to incur CapEx for GMLR as well. So would you need to kind of go and seek more limits from your consortium lenders?
Well, so they will be surely needing more limits to be sanctioned for bank guarantees, LCs, working capital, et cetera, as well as term loans. So, for the Chennai project, elevated corridor, already we have closed the bank closure with SBI, and SBI was very keen on this closing the entire limit on a standalone basis, which has been done. For GMLR, again, we have received sanction of already 50% of the requirement that we need for the project. So, we'll be surely needing that, and as and when the project is proceeding, we'll be taking the limits. But for GMLR, the CapEx requirement or working capital requirement to the bigger extent would not be coming up in this fiscal year. And, as Mr. Madan has already informed that, we'll be need, the machine would be coming somewhere by, after 15-16 months from now. So the CapEx and term loan that's required for TBM would be happening only after that. And, so the limits, it will be increased, and, we are very comfortable in managing the same. With the current debt equity ratio of just 0.27, the, where the company stands, I think we get a good financial deal from most of the bankers, as we have never let them down.
Sure. And sir, on the GMLR, I mean, given the fact you're saying, tunneling machines would be required 15, 16 months hence, so fair to assume, I mean, a large part of revenue recognition would start once, I mean, we have tunnels in place. Till then, I mean, you would have to make sure that you do your groundwork and then have shafts in place, and then once the TBMs are lower, which is when we get to have a significant ramp up in the revenue contribution from this project?
Yeah. So Dev, you rightly mentioned that, you know, in this entire project of GMLR, which is around 6,300 crore, around 70%, close to like 65-70%, comes in from the tunnel, because out of the entire length of around 7 km, around 5 km, close to around 5 km is the tunneling work. So this revenue recognition will only start for the 70% of the component after like, 20-21 months from now.
Sure. Okay.
That's why we are giving a, we are not very, we are not giving a guidance of 20-25% growth. That's the reason, because even the base is increasing, and these works will start contributing after, like, 20-21 months from now, in a sizable manner. Though we would be booking some revenues by the end of the year or in the in FY 2025, I would say.
Sure. And how about Chennai, the four NHAI EPC packages? When do we expect to start booking numbers from those four packages? Because when I look at the order backlog, it's flat on a sequential basis. So it seems that you've still not started booking numbers from that. So when do we expect to kind of see these four projects start contributing?
Yeah. So we are expecting the appointed date by mid of November coming. So when the meter starts, and like, you know, Q4 will see some revenue, though, because it's in the mobilization stage as of now, and we'll be incurring some CapEx towards that as well. And so major revenue will start from FY 2024-2025. So work will be started from next month only, in terms of mobilizing, not the actual work, because survey and soil investigation work is already on. So Q4, we'll see a little contribution from Chennai project.
And sir, would you be able to share the land status with these four packages? I mean, where are we in terms of how much ROW is already made available to you and how much more is required to be able to kind of go and seek AD? I mean, generally, I mean, you get to have AD once we have 80% ROW in place. So where are we today, I mean, in terms of right of way as of today?
So you're talking about the Chennai project, there are four packages.
Yes.
And like, you know, three packages already have more than 90% of the land. So like, that's why we're taking the appointed date for mid of November. One package is having like 86% of the land. So by another couple of months, I think by December, we should get the appointed date for that as well.
So sir, this 90 and 86, these are 3Ds or 3G or 3H?
What do you mean by that? Sorry?
No, so 3D is essentially wherein the notification is given, the land is yet to be acquired. 3G is when, I mean, you already send the letters, and 3H is when the payment is made. So,
Okay. So, I won't be able to give you the exact update on that, my dear, now. Yeah. Frame, but, like, you know, the land for, like, this, out of three, two packages are having 100% of the land.
So oh, okay, sure.
One is, so, one is having 95, 90 something. So, one is, the other one is 86. So, the land-wise, there is no issues in the Chennai.
Sure. So,
it should not be a problem at all.
हम लोगों का net debt number कितना होगा अभी? I think I am not sure if you gave that number earlier in the call.
97.
And how about unbilled? And also if you could help me, unbilled revenue कितना होगा as of Q2 end?
Revenue is 555 crores.
And any change in capex guidance? I think we were look. So we spent around 33 crores in first quarter. How much did we spend in Q2 and how much are we expecting for the balance of the year?
62 crores we have spent in H1.
Okay.
And we think that will be around 150 crores total for the year, including our incremental capex, and some capex will come for Chennai project.
Okay. But this 150 would include Chennai or Chennai would be over and above this?
So, it can be like, you know, 150 to another 30-40 crores plus for this year. So, not more.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thank you and all the very best of future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on strong order inflows. So a few of my questions have been answered. On the basis of the orders that we have received, so what would be the current fund-based and non-fund-based limits that we have with us and the utilization of those limits?
Well, we have a fund-based limit of around sanction limit of 967 crores and utilized is 436 crores. That is around 45% fund-based has been utilized. And for non-fund based, we have a limit of around 3600 crore where around 2500 crore has been utilized. So, Nikhil, it would be around 71% and total utilization is 67% on an average basis.
Okay. And as on date, out of the total order book that you have mentioned, what would be the percentage of the order book which is under execution?
Which is under?
Execution, all the projects are whether all the projects are mobilized, whether like we are seeing some execution on the ground, or is it like some communities are pending for those projects?
Yeah,
so it would be around 9,000 crore is under execution, which excludes the 7,000 odd crores order that we have backed in this fiscal year.
Plus, on the other projects also, the mobilization is on. So, like you know, this 3,600 crores the mobilization has already started taking place, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions and best of luck for future. Just in case if I have few questions, I'll rejoin the queue.
No,
thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is regarding capex. You said we'll have maybe about 150 to 180 crore of capex this year. What kind of capex can we foresee for FY25 considering the TBMs, etc. will probably come then?
Yeah, so like, you know, for 25, as we told, like the TBMs partly should be delivered. So, and like, you know, I think 25 will see a capex amount wise of around
350 to 400 crores.
Sure. Would be great if you could give us status of some of our major projects like the metro lines that we are doing in Bombay, Surat, etc. While we know the order book figure, but in general, how is the execution, etc. progressing?
So the metro line 3 is 90% completed. And the department is planning to open the first phase by Jan-Feb coming year. And metro line 9 is almost 50% completed. Metro line 2B is 40% completed. Metro line 6 from Andheri West to Powai is 70% completed. And Navi Mumbai Metro is 100% completed. It should be inaugurated now very soon by Honorable PM. Pune Metro is almost 95% completed. And Delhi Metro also, like, work is in full swing and we have done 16% of the project. Revenue got, and like, you know, Surat Metro 31% is completed. Tendakul-Chembur Link Road is like 90% plus completed. Shivri-Worli, which is a connector from Coastal Road to MTHL, is 60% completed. And Dwarka, package 1 and 2 of Delhi is around 77% completed. These are some of the major projects what I have highlighted.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best for future.
Thank you, Parvez.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, these 1640 crore L1 projects, so broadly, when can we expect the LOA?
So LOA should come in another, we expect LOA to be there in next month only, by November.
Okay, by November itself. Okay, got it. Second, sir, this number, just to again verifying the number, unbilled revenue, I think when I asked, you said 454 and then you said 555. So can you, three numbers, can you again verify mobilization advance, retention money and unbilled revenue?
Shravan, first of all, you had not asked unbilled revenue. So unbilled revenue is 555 crores. Okay.
Okay. Mobilization advance is?
Retention money receivable is 274 crores.
And more?
Mobilization advance is 445 crores.
445, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Mostly is done. Yeah, thank you and all the best.
All right.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Periwal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a very strong order inflow. I wanted to understand if you could elaborate on the PSL exposure first.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Abhijit. So, like, PSL is, like, you know, we have bidded for this NCLT project of PSL. So, this is, like, you know, we were bidded for 106 crores for this project. And, like, this is a small gestation period wherein, like, you know, we see upside of around 40 to 50% in this. And 12 to 18 months, the project will be done. So we have availed a facility of 90 crores of funding separately for this. And like, you know, this repayment will be done through the sale proceeds of the assets. This is without impacting the liquidity of the company. So, you know, this is like just one other project for us, which will add up to the bottom line.
Okay, great. And sir, I understand that over some time now, the TBMs will get free. Any prospective underground projects that you are looking at to bid in the near future?
First of all, Mr. Abhijit, the TBMs are not getting free now. Rather, we are utilizing the TBMs in this new project, like whether it's Surat, Delhi, or Line 9. All the three locations, we are utilizing the new TBM. So this will take like another 2 years, 1.5 years for the TBMs to get through. So, and of course, we are also bidding for new projects of underground metros also, wherein, like, you know, this TBM can further be reutilized. So as you say, like, you know, this is some of the TBMs are used on third or fourth project, is that way. So we have really churned the assets. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so if you can tell me what are the prospective underground metro projects that you might bid in the near future, I think maybe that would help.
Yeah, so there are a lot of projects coming in MMR also and outside MMR also. MMR, there are 3-4 projects coming from like Thane Bhiwandi. So there is one underground there. So one again is from GPO to this is line 11 underground, and one more will be from this thing. Domestic to international, near Mumbai. So a couple of projects in MMR, plus like we have already bidded for, Bhopal project, that is underground, and there are some more coming up in other states. So we'll be bidding for this underground as well, where the TBMs should be utilized.
Okay, okay. And final question, sir, is regarding this Versova Dahisar, the whole project which is there. When are the bids expected to be done?
So already the pre-bid has happened, and we expect by the end of this week or next week's maximum, we should be seeing the common set of deviations. The pre-bid reply has been uploaded by the corporation. And so in this month, for sure, I'm very hopeful that we'll be bidding for this Versova Dahisar.
So the bidding should happen by November,
end of November.
And you would be bidding, so I think there's 16 to 20,000 crore worth of projects. So how many projects are you looking? The total project size is, I think, 16,000. Six packages are there. So
yeah,
how many are you looking to bid?
Yeah. So it is around 18,000 crore is the value of these packages.
Yeah.
And we'll be bidding for this for sure. So we are hopeful of bagging some order book from this area as well. We are very hopeful on this.
Okay. 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 Yeah. Fine, sir. Thank you. That will be all.
Thank you,
Mr. Abhijit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. One clarification. GNLR, the order size of 6,300, it includes EPC and maintenance both, or it's only EPC?
Well, so 6,301 is the DB cost, that is design and build. And operation and maintenance, which is for the period of 10 years, we'll be getting paid another like 350 crores for it. And there are some other items also, but as of now, you can just take this as DB
operation
cost,
is
and the O&M is separate for it.
It's on top of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. And then second, I think you've given a guidance for the order book of around 16,000 odd crore. And if we do the revised working, like reverse working, the inflow comes out around roughly like 9,000 odd crore kind of inflow in this year. And
can you be a little louder, Mr. Vishal, because we missed your question.
Yeah. Is this better?
Yeah.
So what I was saying is, we have given an order book guidance of around 16,000 odd crore, which we have revised upward. And if you do a reverse working in this order book, inflow comes to around 9,000 odd crore in FY24. And based on year till date inflow in L1, we are almost touching like 9,000 odd crore in this year. So I think we are bidding for a couple of projects, and then pipeline is also heavy. So I mean, isn't that our guidance is a little bit on the conservative side on this front?
Yeah, it is on conservative side, but like, you know, we believe like when the project comes, it's better to say that, because right now the L1 projects will be converted to orders, and then we are bidding for this, and like, you know, in this process, maybe because of elections, some of the new coming tenders may go a month here and there. So it's better like when the inflow is in to say. So 16,000 itself is a good number, which is upwards rise of 30% from 12,000 what we have initially Q1 we have guided.
And till you submit the tenders, because there is a lot of process that happens before the submission and post submission, there is evaluation, bid opening. So that's the reason why we are not really counting any major chunk of order coming in from the new pipeline bids that we will be submitting. So it's a safe and conservative figure that we have given to you.
Okay, okay. Sure. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arpan Rathod from Think Invest. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is regarding the bank limits. So what would be the average cost of fund-based debt and non-fund-based debt?
So it's almost 10% for the fund-based, 9 to 10%. 9 to 10% for the fund-based, and for non-fund-based, it's around 1% for BG Commission.
And does it hold good for the new sanctions which you mentioned sometime back?
Yes, for the new
sanctions, whether it is better?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that would also be in the same range, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Our banking team is trying their best to even negotiate on these values.
Yeah, because that would be a huge impact on the finance cost if we can better those terms.
Yeah, we are applying for an upgrade also. So let's see if we get that, like, you know, that will be a good impact on those numbers.
Okay. My second question is particularly on ROCE, considering that a huge amount of capex is involved, which will entail higher debt levels. So what is the ROCE level which we can expect going forward?
So FY23 we were at 17.6%. Now we are down to 16.5% or so. ROCE, because obviously once your debt increases and all. But overall, considering our EBIT numbers and all going forward, we by FY27 when we reach our $1 billion revenue or so, we should be around in the range of 20-21% or so.
Okay, that's good. Another question is on the coastal road project. Is that project started or it still will take some time?
You're talking about the one which is under execution.
So, the coastal road CIDCO project, what you're saying, is like, you know, the MOF clearance from Delhi has been received last week only. So, luckily, like, you know, all the clearances are there. So, I think another 2 weeks, they just need to take a confirmation from the court and the project will be started. So, I think another 1 month by December, the project should start.
Okay, that's great. All the best for the future. Thanks. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for your follow-up opportunity. So I had one clarification. So on the order input that you have given in your presentation says FYTD 24, correct? Which would mean that it includes the 530 crore order that you have won in Q3.
Sorry, Mr. Nikhil, can you just repeat it, please?
So the order input that you have given in your presentation of 7,200 crores, that is FYTD, right? So that would include the 530 crore that we have won in Q3 as well.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Okay. And so what would be the, what would be Jai Kumar's share in that?
What is our share?
Yeah.
So that's our share of amount only, 530 what we told. So the 17,200 is all our share, Jai Kumar's share.
Okay, that's your share.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, this 431 crore military hospital that we received in Lucknow, so it has a O&M component also, which to be executed over 60 months and the rest is 30 months. So just broadly, if you can help us, what could be the O&M value?
I think O&M value is around 16 crores. I'm not very sure, but it's a very minor, it's not a big component.
Okay. That's the only, it is a very small, not the larger 20-30% of the value. That's the only thing I wanted to clarify. And second, sir, considering we are not saying that, or rather we are not counting any major order inflow this year, so till March. But if I look at from now onwards to FY25, so there also one can look at 8,000-9,000 crore kind of order inflow. That's the way one can look at.
Let's hope for the best. This is what I will say.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one at this time. Well, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments.
Yes, I would like to extend thanks to each and all for joining us on this call today. We sincerely hope that we have been able to address your queries. If you have any further questions, need clarifications, or wish to share feedback, please don't hesitate to reach out to our CFO or our dedicated investor relations team. Thank you once again for your time and participation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.